I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Yes, Tom Lydon will help you sort it out. And remember, it's not just figuring out what are the ETFs you want to be buying, but it's also figuring out where they fit in your portfolio, how long you think you're going to be making it play, all the bigger strategy things. And that's why you really would get great information, not just on the ETF of the week from Tom, but also if you go to ETF Trends, which is the newsletter that Tom runs. Now, you can get information at ETFtrends.com. You can follow it on Twitter at ETF Trends. And if you want to follow Tom Lydon on Twitter, he is at Tom Lydon. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the First Trust NASDAQ 100 Equal Weight Index Fund with a ticker symbol QQEW.
QQEW, as it were. QQEW. Equal weighting is a big deal, and it's a really big deal right now when you're talking about something that is technology-oriented like the NASDAQ 100 because of all the stuff we've seen with, say, the run-up in Apple and now the run-down of Apple. Is that why this fund is making it as ETF of the week?
I think so. I think it's a great time to point out about index construction and how cap-weighted indexes can really have a few small constituents have a pretty big weighting. So a lot of investors today are seeing, as we're sitting here looking back on January, and one of the best Januaries we've seen in a long, long time, and technology has done quite well, but unfortunately during that time, Apple didn't do quite as well. So investors are saying, how do I maybe participate without having so much Apple exposure in an ETF? Here's an option to consider.
On the NASDAQ 100, Apple is like what, 12, 15, 20%?
Actually, over 16% now. It was close to 20% just 6 weeks ago.
So obviously, if we bought just the straight QQQs or anything that gave us NASDAQ 100, we'd be looking at Apple being 15 to 16% of what we're buying.
That's right.
If we're looking at the First Trust NASDAQ 100 equal weighted, the QQEW, the ETF of the week, everything's going to be the largest position.
Everything's going to be the largest position. And that's the great thing about it. So just to kind of put things in perspective, looking at January, the NASDAQ 100 QQQ was up 2.7% when the equal weight was up 6.4% for that same period of time. Pretty big difference, right? Now, some may say, geez, if you look at the QQQs, which historically have done very, very well, to Apple's credit, thank you very much, many may say, look, you're selling at the wrong point, or you're switching strategies at the wrong point. Going forward, if you're an Apple fan, as many of us are, it may make sense to be there. On the other hand, if you're looking to spread out your weighting into maybe some more mid-cap and some small-cap technology stocks, the QQEW is something to consider.
So what it really is do you want to be riding the trend of who's been hot lately that might make up a lot of this, and with hot comes also cold, or do you just want to play technology stocks evenly?
I think you're right, Chuck, and more importantly, what it brings to the forefront is we're talking about ETFs and all the different options that you have there, but we don't spend enough time talking about index construction, because cap weighting surely is different than equal weighting, surely is different than fundamental weighting, and now there are a lot of active indexes that are out there that have completely different disciplines. So it just reminds us as investors, with more choice, there's more, I think, responsibility to lift under the hood, understand what's going on, understand what the components are, and understand how these components or these indexes may change from time to time.
Can these ETFs work together? I mean, if somebody said, okay, I want to have an allocation towards the NASDAQ 100, I want to do big technology index stuff, could they split their stuff between, say, the QQQs, the traditional NASDAQ 100, and the First Trust NASDAQ 100 equal weighted? Is that something that you would suggest folks consider? Or
Absolutely. And, you know, the NASDAQ 100 ETF, the QQQs, is one of the biggest ETFs out there. The QQEW is small in comparison, but it offers a different strategy. So the idea, I think, as you point out, it's not 100% one or 100% the other. It's considered diversifying a little bit in the fact that, especially during times of economic recovery, small mid-cap stocks tend to outperform large caps, and then also having that equal weighting component may serve you very well as far as a diversification standpoint. On the other hand, Chuck, you and I both know the fact that we're recording this today means that we've definitely picked the bottom in Apple and it's going to go right up from here.
Well, that certainly is a possibility. I mean, we're not making a call on Apple here. And in fact, it's important for folks to know, what kind of an asset allocation or weighting do you give to a fund like this?
Well, I think as far as your equity weighting, and most people have about 17%. In technology, it makes sense today, just based on the age that we're in. You maybe take one-third of your overall technology weighting and consider QQEW. But again, don't go out and make that change right now. I think today's talk between you and I is merely from an educational standpoint, saying, hey, there are more choices out there, and especially where Apple's on the front of many people's minds today, along with technology, it just gives you an option.
It is the ETF of the week, and do take that buying advice, or that it's more watching advice than it is buying advice, to heart as you study the First Trust NASDAQ 100 Equal Weighted Index Fund. It is ticker symbol QQEW, the ETF of the week, from Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends and the president of Global Trend Asset Management. For more information, go to ETFTrends.com or follow them on Twitter at ETFTrends. Tom, always great to chat with you. Look forward to doing it again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the Thursday, February the 7th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview. Stick around. Money Life will be right back.